We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Mark Sinrice, we're back. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody out there.
Oh, man. Be safe out there tonight for you youngsters.
Yes, Ike.
Out there running around Thanksgiving Eve, big party night for you guys out there. Be safe.
Be safe. Take an Uber,
Lyft. Take an Uber, please.
Walk.
Yeah, so you'll be able to enjoy tomorrow with your family, your friends. We know about the tragic accidents and incidents that happened the night before Thanksgiving. We all know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Try to avoid that so that you're with your loved ones tomorrow.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Don't put yourself or other people, innocent yes. people at risk.
Yes.
You know, God forbid, don't have a life-changing incident. Yeah. Even besides, like, getting pulled over and getting a DUI and things like that. So just don't do it.
Be smart. That's all.
Be smart. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. As I used to do.
You can do that today. They make it easy for you today to be able to enjoy yourself without putting yourself at risk.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is make the decision to do it.
Yeah. I had to call my mom to come pick me up when I would go out the night before Thanksgiving, I just got dropped off by somebody. I had no intention of driving. So yeah. I didn't have the luxury of having the Uber or the Lyft.
Right.
So be smart. Mm-hmm. Good words, Ike. Good words. Injury report for the Eagles. Seems like Jordan Howard's not going to play this week.
No.
He has a knee sprain, and Nick Sirianni said as much after the game. Darius Slay is still not practicing. He's in concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, he was tweeting pretty much right after the game, so we hope that he's doing
he's
fine.
He's been tweeting nonstop for 3 days. I mean, they can't have him back on the field practicing because you have to be out a certain amount of days. But he's fine.
Yeah, sure seems like it.
Yeah, be surprised if he's not playing Sunday.
In fact, let him go back to practice so he can stop because now he's just doing Twitter all the time.
Oh, man. He's active.
Very active.
Starting his own Defense Player of the Year campaign.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. And you're talking about jumping the gun and getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
You wait long enough, you're going to be paying him a lot more. I don't know if you want Darius Slay going anywhere.
Well, didn't they just redid his contract, which kind of extended him.
Or did they? I must have missed that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think his contract was extended much. It was just that he got more money, which was more or less extending the relationship.
Move the money around like Fletcher.
He signed a 3-year contract extension.
When they traded for him.
No, it was a restructure.
Okay.
That got him it created $9 million in salary cap space for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And this was in March of this year.
Yeah.
So it just more or less makes it through 2023. So they redo these contracts all the time, but it also meant that he was going to be here at least 2 more years.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. No, man, listen, like that first year was kind of underwhelming. And, you know, granted, that was definitely the case. Man, he's making up for it this year. He's good.
I mean, he's playing in a defense where he's been used correctly. It's clearly Jim Schwartz didn't use him correctly. He clearly can still play. That part I know.
Damn right.
And that part I know. You haven't had a corner around here this good since Asante Samuel. So I wouldn't take that lightly. They have trouble drafting corners and developing them. He's about to go to the Pro Bowl. Yeah. All the slander about Slay and all the other stuff. Like, seriously, he's
that seems like years ago now.
He's easily one of the five best players on the entire football team.
Easy.
I mean, really.
Well, it is weird having a corner this good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's been a while. I don't know if we're accustomed to it. He has the swagger. I think that rubs some people the wrong way. Let this guy talk. Let him do what he does. It's his personality.
He's a good dude.
And it's infectious to the other guys on the team. They all love him. You need that type of bubbly livelihood going on in your locker room. He seems to be the guy. And he's producing.
And he's made Devontae better.
Yes, exactly. They go up against each other every day in practice. Yeah.
Yep. We should be happy with Slay being
very happy.
See that?
Him.
When I talk about Howie Roseman Appreciation Day, that's another notch in the positive Howie.
Yeah, when you tally all the stuff up.
Yeah, Klentak signed Bryce Harper, too.
No, hell and no. Zach Wheeler. I'm not giving him credit for that.
Yeah, don't.
That's two top three. I mean,
so are you saying we need to have a Matt Klentak Appreciation Day?
All I'm saying is that if we don't, we don't.
It's a good line. It's a good one by you. Good job.
All right, Jonathan Gannon, who I know that he's caught our eye with some of the things that he's been saying or the sounds he's been making. You know, we don't really care what he says. We care what we can use.
Say something interesting.
Right. Yeah. We like drops. All right, here's Jonathan Gannon on if they took the foot off the pedal this past Sunday.
I wouldn't say we took our foot off the pedal. I thought the execution was very high in the first half. Third quarter was pretty good. Fourth quarter, I thought that we got leaky at some things. Rush and cover and rush. And, you know, we just got to execute a little bit better so it prevents some of those points from going on the board. And, you know, it's not – nobody's really tight in the stadium, you know, because I looked up and, you know, I see the crowd. It's like, oh, boy, this is getting a little closer than what you'd want it to be at this point in the game right now, especially where the game was, you know. And then in my mind, it's like, all right, well, let's blitz them. Well, no, that's not the right thing to do because you give up a 50-yarder for a touchdown and no time's off the clock. That's not very smart by me. So, I don't think we took our foot off the gas. I would like to see our execution be consistent throughout the game.
There you go.
And then in my mind, it's like, all right, well, let's blitz them.
Yeah. Fair explanation. I know people don't like to hear that in the moment. When it's going on, you want him to start dialing up blitzes and get back after him. Well, like I said, when it's 33-7 in the NFL, you're trying to nurse a lead versus remaining aggressive and turning the ball over or giving up touchdowns on one or two play drives. The object is to make them use as much time as possible, and hopefully there isn't enough possessions left in the game for you to actually lose the game. But if you start blitzing and you give up big plays, then they score in three plays and only a minute and a half is run
trouble
off the clock.
Yeah.
So it's tricky. It's tricky to have to manage a lead that big and in the midway point of the third quarter.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Chiefs game kind of scared them from that as well.
Oh, hell yeah. You saw what happened in when they blitzed Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
He just threw it up there to Tyreek Hill.
Little different. You know, Mahomes or Trevor Siemian.
True.
But it reminds me of, like, he was a little worried that was going to happen again.
Yep.
Well, and like he said, he was like everybody else that looked up and said, man, we're a touchdown away from being up by 7 points. And it got hairy there in
the
fourth.
Got hairy, yeah. It did.
All right, on that roughing the passer penalty that obviously Mary Kate from Delco didn't appreciate. Here's Gannon.
You know, I know the refs have a hard job, and they call what they call, but we just got to continue to educate our players. And, you know, this is how we have to hit quarterbacks. This is how we have to not land on them. This is what we have to do with our hands. You know, I saw the one to play Daniel Jones, and he's a free runner, and you could tell they coach it to get your pass hand up, you know, and the guy kind of elevates, and he doesn't even really hit him, and his hand comes down, and he smacks him in the mouth. It's like, oh, geez, you know, it's a tough one, you know. It's like, oh, geez, you know, it's a tough one, you know.
He's from the Midwest, Jonathan Gannon.
Has to be.
Sounds like not a Chicago, but a...
No, that sounds like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Is that a Minnesota?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Cleveland? Yeah.
No, he's not from Ohio.
Well, it's not a heavy Cleveland accent.
He's not from Cincinnati. I know that much.
No. No, he went to high school in a Catholic school in Cleveland.
Mm, there you go.
So there you go. All right. Now, that's Jonathan Gannon. We like Jonathan Gannon now. We like him more than we did before. That's for sure. All right. We were ready to fire his behind. Chuck from Mount Airy checking in on this Thanksgiving Eve. Chuckles.
Hey, Johnny Marks, I'm going to kick your ass on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
You might. Yeah. You might. Believe me, Chuck, I am more than worried about being the team that loses to you in fantasy football.
Yeah. On Sunday, you talked all that trash me all year long. This is when you take your butt whipping, buddy.
Well, by the way, I'm still favored to beat you by like 25 points. So.
I don't play titchy that, man.
Well, that's what the matchup says. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm still favored heavily against you.
I was favored last week and I lost. But listen, like, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Chuck?
You came on
firing. Yeah,
I'm going to kick your ass.
You came on firing.
Sound like John Chaney Calipari.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody in your family.
You
man.
Too.
I want to give a shout out to one of the callers calling yesterday. Shout me out on the midday show. Hope listening, you and your daughter. You know, I mean, I'm glad y'all enjoyed me on the radio because I enjoy everybody in Philadelphia. So thank you guys for that.
Hold on, Chuck. Hold up. Because I heard that live yesterday morning. Was it yesterday morning or Monday morning?
Yesterday morning.
Yes, yeah. I heard that live yesterday morning. And they were like, you know, he comes on at 4:45. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And listen, I didn't even realize the time you come on and the days that you come on. But they, obviously, their schedule is sort of lined up with yours. So they hear you at this time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So is that the pattern? I hadn't been paying attention to it.
No, I mean, I come on whenever I, you know.
Okay.
But it's Wednesday at 4:40, so you're
Wednesday,
right on
yeah,
schedule.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a scheduled guy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got to do. I got to get on. I got a schedule slot, and I get on my schedule slot.
You there
know?
You go.
But most important thing is, you know, my listeners listen to me, and they enjoy listening to me, and I enjoy y'all, man. And your daughter got good taste, buddy, because I am – never mind. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
My listeners.
Yeah, you and Wade. I don't know between the two of you. Now, you have listeners now, Chuck.
Hey, listen. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm calling out and giving my listeners a shout-out. You know what I mean? But right. I called to talk business, though, right?
Okay.
All right.
Wait, Let's go.
Listen, this is what I'm at with it. I ain't even worried about the Giants. We're going to smoke them on Sunday. I'm worried about Dallas, right? Everybody say, oh, no. We don't. Dallas might not play their starters. You know what I mean? It might be. You know, they might rest their players and all that. But let me tell you something, right? Here's the situation. I want them to play their starters. I hope that they continue to keep losing. So that way, come week 17, it'll be ice cold here in January. We have the link, crowd rocking for the division. It'd be nothing more to bring joy to my face than to see Jerry Jones and us take the division from them right out of their hands. And get revenge for what they did in week 3. Because they derailed us in week 3, and they pummeled us.
Yep.
And we should want to get some revenge on them. And I'm tired of people saying they want that game to not count. I want it to count. I want Dak Prescott to play. I want Zeke Elliott to play. I want Parsons to play. I want Diggs to play. I want all these guys to play. CeeDee Lamb, bring it on. I want y'all to play because what y'all did to us in week 3 still has not come out of my system yet. I want to get revenge, and I'm sure the players do too. And I think the brand of football we play now, physical, we'll beat them up, and they'll be coming in here limping. We'll beat them up, and we'll take this division from them and have them go home to Dallas crying.
Wow.
Chuck, he is
that was pretty, that was pretty good there, Chuck.
Chuck, you're preseason confident right now, for sure.
Yeah. No, I want revenge because Dallas is the ones that derailed us in week 3. See, we was good up until that game. You know what I mean?
Let's worry about the Giants on Sunday first. You're already targeting Dallas the final week of the season, Chuck.
We're going to dominate the Giants.
All right.
We're going to dominate the Giants like we've been dominating these other teams. What makes you think we just ran against the number one defense, the number one rush defense in the league?
I know. No one's going to be able to stop the Eagles running. I know.
Can't stop our running game. We got two studs on the right-hand side, and the whole line is the Hawks. So nobody's stopping us unless we stop ourselves. And then our quarterback is dynamic. And our coaches get it together. Listen, I'm not worried about
it. Unfreaking believable.
I want Dallas. I want Dallas for the division. Week 17. At the link. Flex game. Ice cold.
Okay.
At the link.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
Come get it.
Well, I tell you what. Go. If that happens to be the matchup and that's what's at stake, yeah, Eagles win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eagles win that game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chuck, yeah, what is a Thanksgiving look for you? What are you doing tomorrow?
Real quick, all they got to do is look at game three. That's it. I mean, week three. That's it. You know, I'm gonna help my wife cook, and yeah, just regular stuff, man. I'm gonna watch the football game. I'm off from work.
Turkey, mashed potatoes. Do you call it dressing or stuffing, Chuck? Or
well, we're gonna fry the turkey.
Fried turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fried turkey with the peanut oil. You have the baked macaroni and cheese, the collard greens.
Mm.
You're gonna have the string beans,
Brussels sprouts.
We don't know nothing about that at our table, yeah, man. Brussels. We don't know nothing like that. At,
cranberry sauce.
I like cranberry sauce. My wife don't care for it.
Me neither. I don't like it.
But I mean, stuff that, you know, the original stuff. You know what I mean? The stuff that we have on our table. You know
okay.
What I mean? You know, your ham. We got the ham cooking.
Oh, you do a ham too? Oh, nice.
Ham,
do
a ham.
Yeah, we do a ham with the glaze, you know what I mean, with pineapples. It's going to be a good deal, man. You know what I mean? Listen, it's one of my favorite times of the year because it's cold, we eat, and we all have a good time, man. We don't, you know what I mean? So watch the football game, kick back, relax.
All right, Chuck, don't drink too much Jack.
I love it, man.
I think that's also on your menu.
Enjoy your holidays. And, man, you know, this is a year where, you know, we get to enjoy with the family. And give Thanksgiving again.
Enjoy it.
Last year was all derailed. So I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
Love you, Chuck.
Love you, Chuck.
There it is.
Lots of love on the show.
Lots of love.
Oh, man.
Chuck had more airtime than Elliot normally does in his
the whole segment.
I mean, my goodness.
He told me, he's like, hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get this out. Yeah, he had things he had to get out on, you know.
He did.
Had to thank his listeners.
He's got his.
Yeah, it's a little much. I love Chuck. You know, this show gives him the platform. It's our listeners. They have to listen to Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't explain that to Chuck. Let him,
him enjoy it.
Yeah, let him have his listeners.
Yeah. All right, look who's on the line, Ike.
Uh-oh, who we got?
Tommy down the shore!
Yeah!
Now, does Tommy cook his bologna in the traditional way, or does he deep fry it like you do your turkey? What's up, Tommy?
Yo, John. Don't worry. Can you do it, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Tommy?
Oh, man. I'm so fired up about these Eagles. They are a running juggernaut. But before we get into that, of course, first things first, as promised, I got to give you guys my Thanksgiving preview. I know it's a Thanksgiving day today, right?
Yep.
What
yep.
do you got?
Well, first off, I just want to say, because it's going to be nice, because you know, last year we had to do it all on a Zoom. You know, this year, in-person family gathering. It's going to be nice. My Uncle Donnie will be there. He loves smashing beer cans on his head. It's a lot of fun. My Aunt Gretchen will be there. She's a wonderful woman. She is so talented at making balloon animals. I mean, she's like an artist, you know? The only thing is, like, after a certain point in the night, there's balloons everywhere, man. It's a little too much. You know what I mean? It's a little overwhelming. But she's a wonderful woman. Most importantly, here's the menu. You guys ready for it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's probably pretty predictable, but bologna stuffed turkey, number one.
Bologna stuffed turkey.
Bologna mashed potatoes, okay? Bologna stuffing. Bologna infused gravy.
Oh, God.
And finally, cranberry sauce. Plain. Now, here's what you do. Next day, when you got those leftovers,
yes.
You take those leftovers, you smash them together, you put them in a blender, boom, Thanksgiving smoothie. It's a hot mess, but it's delightful.
Oh.
Thanksgiving smoothie.
Try it this year. You got the leftovers, consolidate. You know what I mean?
Right in the blender, a little bit of ice,
oh,
bam.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Tommy.
Thanksgiving smoothie. That'll be part of our cooking show, you know, when we get the Food Network show.
I'm looking
you know
forward
I mean?
to seeing the pilot to that, yes.
It's going to be wonderful. What are you guys doing? You have a nice family Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice little family Thanksgiving. Small gathering. We're not going to do it over Zoom. I would like to have seen how that Thanksgiving goes, doing it over Zoom. How did that work out last year?
It was kind of impersonal, you know. It's still lonely, you know what I mean? That's not Thanksgiving. It's about giving thanks, right?
Yeah,
and getting together, you know, spending some time together, you know, and just enjoying yourself, eating too much, you know, loosen up the belt, maybe let a little gas out if you have to, no problem, no big deal, right?
See ya.
Sometimes. You know? So it's just about all those things. You know what I mean?
How you feel about the game on Sunday, Tommy, is this an easy win against the Giants? Seems like the team's rolling right now.
A lot of people seem to think, John, I think you feel this way. A lot of people think this is like a trap game, right?
Yep.
I mean, is that the feeling? See, I feel that we have the momentum. We are a running juggernaut. You know, we just had a monster running game against the number one run defense, didn't we? I mean,
we did.
Yep.
There's all the reason in the world for optimism. I think Jalen Hurts is confident. I think we're putting up big numbers. I think we are going to demolish those stinking Giants. I'm going to go big score, a vintage Tommy from down the shore pick, 40-17 Birds.
Ooh. 40-17.
They put up 40 last week, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
They're putting up 40 again this week. You can take that to the bank. Maybe not, but you know, don't take it to the bank, but you can count on it.
Now, Tommy, we didn't hear about dessert. What do you do for dessert when the family comes over?
That's easy. Pumpkin pie, and you just put tons of whipped cream on top of it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
pumpkin pie, classic. One dessert, but I mean, I'm talking like a mountain of like...
You can barely even see the pie because there's so much whipped cream.
You can't even see the pie, right? Whipped cream. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, there you go. All right, Tommy. Hey, listen, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week.
There he is. Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I love pumpkin pie. I could eat an entire pumpkin pie by myself. Jack pumpkin pie?
Nah.
That's right. We had this discussion.
Sweet potato pie, yeah.
Yeah, your sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
And pies are just fine.
Yeah.
There's only two good pies, and it's apple pie and raspberry pie.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, you people like the pumpkin pie or the sweet potato
pie.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, you don't have pumpkin pie in July.
Yeah, in the summertime, yeah.
No, you're right, it is. You get it this time of year. Sometimes at Christmas, you'll have a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And apple pie is always good this time of year because apples are out there.
Well, you know, and Denise, who comes to see us down there, Denise and Joe come to see us down at Chicken and Pizza every Monday, she's been bringing me a sweet potato pie for my birthday for like a decade.
Yep.
So...
Mince meat pie? You have a mince pie fan?
No.
No?
Mince meat.
It's a combination of, I don't even think we make it anymore. We used to just make it, my mom used to make it just to make it. But it's like, mince meat it's like fruits and spices and sugars and some other stuff. Like, it used to be meat. The mince was, it's disgusting, is what it is. It's not good.
I'm trying to figure out how this macaroni I got to make with 5 different cheeses in it is going to go down.
So when do you need to start that?
Well, I mean, I can cook it tomorrow.
Is that a morning?
Yeah, I can prep it.
Prep it and then throw it in the oven.
Oven and bake.
And this is mom's recipe?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got, you know, eggs and what is this? Eggs and...
Eggs, cheese, macaroni. Yeah, you cheese, put some type of bread
mustard,
in it?
Mustard in it in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, see how this thing turns out.
I'm interested. I like a good...
I don't know if I can let the kids see this before I actually start making it. They're picky, right?
They see the mustard and they get it in their head.
Yeah, well, when they see eggs and macaroni, they're not... Yeah.
No, you
but
can't...
safe to say you disagree with Matthew Judon, though?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of bad takes about macaroni and cheese this week. From
yeah, what is it?
From you youngins.
It's just cheese and noodles. It's not that good.
Yeah, the youngins,
Janu says that's somebody that's never had really good macaroni and cheese.
Certainly haven't had Mrs. Reese's macaroni and cheese.
Man.
Now, I will be constipated for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I mean,
it's worth it.
When you said 5 cheeses, that's the first thing I thought of.
That's the first thing I thought of, too. Like, are you sure I need 5?
Might want to wash it down with some type of laxative.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I got the collard greens, too, though, man.
Okay.
I can do it hard or soft.
All right. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. We have Black Gertie. We have Rios. We have your phone calls. Bruce, Davon. We'll try to get to everybody on the other side. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese on a Thanksgiving Eve. Back with your phone calls coming up next. Hey, listen, BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks, and they welcome you with a special offer for Thanksgiving weekend football. Simply... place a $10 moneyline wager on any pro or college game. If any team scores a touchdown in any Thanksgiving weekend game, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, 200, when you make your first bet. Get in on the action with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.